Local leaders can make the most obvious impacts on our lives, and local government is one of the places individual voters make the biggest difference. WFYI News will bring you interviews with Central Indiana mayors all year. For this installation, reporter Taylor Bennett speaks with Noblesville Mayor John Ditzler, and in wake of the mass shootings in Florida, she asked him about his city's new public safety communications platform. Noblesville is one of the first cities in the country to use FirstNet, which answered 911 requests for better response technology.
It's a situation where in those kind of really terrific tragedies, the cell phones are used. Everybody obviously wants to check on their friends, et cetera, et cetera. And so all the bandwidth, and again, I don't know a whole lot, but that has all been taken up. And so the first responders, police, fire, volunteers, et cetera, could be cut out. So FirstNet is a band that is kind of private for first responders, reserved for first responders. AT&T is the developer of that. And we just announced that last week. We happen to be the first city in Indiana to adopt that. And we're very, very excited about it. Again, it will be kind of an exclusive channel or area wavelength. It'll be the first and used for them. And it's not just police and fire. You know, it's the electric company, it's gas, environmental folks, all of those in a disaster that need to be able to communicate. So we're excited about that and certainly want to encourage any and all cities within the state of Indiana, cities and towns in the state of Indiana, to take advantage of that.
How did you manage to get involved in that and being the first city?
I think we are pretty progressive public safety-wise, and so I think it was the right size agency, perhaps, and I don't know. Sometimes I say I'd rather be lucky than good, but again, we were fortunate to be able to selected as the first city.
A lot of the cities in Hamilton County are putting money into or getting money. I know Noblesville's not as far as the State Road 37 project. What is Noblesville doing as far as their part with that?
The first phase, as you may know, goes from 126 through 146, and both 141st, or at least half of it, the northern half, and 146 are in Noblesville. And that has been funded by NDOT to the tune of $200 million. They won't start for a while. It's a big, big project. But Noblesville is trying to get funding for the northern portion of that. And we will do Pleasant Street first and then go east from 37 all the way eventually to Hague Road. It'll be a perpendicular corridor to 37, relieve probably 30% plus of the traffic on 37. So that'll really help downtown. It'll help traffic through our city.
Maybe that you have plans to revamp the downtown area, and how is that going to connect to the riverfront and take advantage of that?
Well, we have several projects in downtown. We're doing a streetscape study as we speak to kind of determine, you know, how we ought to redo that. We're doing some alley activation where we make our alleys proactive and attractive for dining, for just hanging out, et cetera. And then we are also, in addition to the Riverwalk, but part of that as well, we're building a bridge. We and the county are building a pedestrian bridge across Logan Street. Also, next year, we will connect our Riverwalk from its current position, which ends about Division Street. We'll take that all the way down to Pleasant. So we'll have that whole area from north, Forest Park, then all the way down to Pleasant Street to enjoy the White River.
Thanks, Mayor.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
That was Noblesville Mayor John Ditzler in conversation with WFYI's Taylor Bennett. WFYI News will be checking in with Central Indiana mayors all year.